Our present nexus and juncture that we find ourselves at has been described by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with many similar situations in the quality of the Muslim Ummah. And of course, the history. ظهر الفساد في البر والبحر بما كسبت أيدي الناس ليذيقهم بعض الذي عمل لعلهم يرجعون. So this is the basic framework in which to understand everything we're going to say. Corruption has appeared on land and sea because of what people's hands have incurred. That Allah may give them to taste something of what they have wrought, they have done, and happily they may return. So the great bid'ah of our time, that which is a reprehensible innovation, is the idea that Islam can be taught and Islam can be learned by anyone with the price of a book. It has to do with buy it and open it, and there is an authority. But rather, the early ulama, they used to say, لا تأخذ دينك من مصحفي ولا من صحفي. So don't take your religion from my page turner of the Quran. Know anything except what occurs in his mind as he reads the Quran. He's an Arab, he can read it as easily as he can read a newspaper. Unfortunately, some read it with no more understanding than they read a newspaper in our times. Don't take your deen from a page turner of the Quran or from a person who just gathers pages together. So happy. Where do we take it then from? They took their deen from people who had taken it, from people who had taken it back from the Sahaba. Why? Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describe his jobs, describe the things, his tasks that he did? فَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْبَعَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِنْ أَنْفُسِهِمْ يَتْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ. Allah has truly blessed the believers. He sent a messenger from among them who recites his signs to them, establishes the text of the Quran. And he purifies them, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, yuzakihim, the Prophet sent to purify the people around him, and he did. The Sahaba were the noblest of generations, radiallahu ta'ala anhu anhu. And to teach them the Quran and the book, and to teach them the hikmah and the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this has been supplanted by e-Islam, by websites, by ignoramuses giving fatwas left, right, and center about everything, even about the deaths of other people. It's a pretty momentous fatwa that entails the death of somebody. If you're wrong, you have that many bodies on your soul when you go to try to explain to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala what was it that you did in this world. Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he reports when the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have to begin at the beginning, inshallah ta'ala, you'll be patient for me, with me, because then story takes a few details in order to be understood. Basically, I'm talking about spiritual guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm not talking about spiritual guidance about the proper way to go to sleep at night. But rather I'm talking about the spiritual guidance that relates to blowing up human beings on subways in London. Blowing up Muslims and others in Istanbul, blowing up Muslims, gunning them down in Riyadh. Leveling towers filled with janitors and secretaries and businessmen in New York. Not a single combatant among them. Nobody except non-combatants. A pretty weighty matter. We wanted to mention the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam foretold this. Where did it come from? Every single instance of this is a case of someone convinced that they can do ijtihad and doesn't have the qualifications of ijtihad. And where did this sunnah sayyah, where did this bid'ah come from? It came from the Najd in Saudi Arabia, of which Ibn Umar, if we can believe the Sahih Hadith that Bukhari has related, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Allahumma barik lana fi shamina, Allahumma barik lana fi yaminina." He says, "O Allah, bless our north and bless our Yemen, our south." Some of the mufassir, some of the sharihin, some of the commentators on the hadith say what he meant was Medina and Mecca, to the north and south. It was from Mecca, from Allah alayhi wa sallam, moved to Medina. قَالُوا وَفِي نَجْدِنَا يَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. And they said, and say, bless us in our Najd, the area where, in which, in eastern Saudi Arabia, east to the east of Medina, the sun rises, point of view of Medina. Present-day Riyadh, present-day Buraida, present-day Qasim, where all the oil has been discovered. Qal sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahumma barik fi shamina wa fi yamanina. Repeated his words a second time, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, "O Allah, bless us in our north and our south." Our Sham, literally, Syria-Palestine is known as Sham, Yemen. The Rihnat al-Shita'i was site, mentioned in the Surah of Quraysh, northern caravan and the southern caravan, winter and summer caravans. Qalu wa fi najdina. Qalu ya Rasulullah wa fi najdina. And they said, "O Messenger of Allah, and in our Najd, to the east, Najd, the highlands." The fact that the wording of the hadith has the phenomenal suffix, our Najd, shows that the attempts of some people in Riyadh, modern-day Wahhabis, Salafis, excuse me, to explain and say the Najd means Iraq, it doesn't mean the Najd. You can say it means Iraq, or you can say it means the moon. It doesn't change it. The Prophet ﷺ used the phenomenal suffix to indicate the closeness of the things that he was making mubaraka about. وَفِي نَجْدِنَا, this is our Najd. Ibn Umar, he said, وَأَذَنَّهُ قَالَ فِي الثَّالِفَةِ. He says, "I think that he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the third time, هُنَاكَ الزَّلَازِلُ وَالْفِتَنِ. He says, there are the earthquakes, and there is trouble. This is where the troubles appear. وَبِهَا تَطْلَعُ قَرْنَ الشَّيْطَانِ. He says, and that's where the horn of the devil appears, shall appear. This word qarn has other meanings in the Arabic language. There's also a sahih hadith in Muslim, many sahih hadith in Muslim about this. Ibn Umar, he also said, سَمَتُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ يُشَيْرُ بِيَدِهِ نَحْوَ الْمَشْرِقِ. I heard the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he gestured with his hand toward the east. Ha innal fitnata ha huna. Says trouble is from there. Says trouble is from there. Trouble is from there. And then he says, حيث تطلع قرن الشيطان. Where the qarn of the shaitan appears. Qarn means horn in Arabic. This is one of the meanings. But the ulama, among them Jalaluddin Suyuti, someone who had memorized 100,000 hadiths with their chains of transmission, authored over 600 books in the Islamic sciences. In other words, not a alam, but rather a real alam. He said, "Qarn shaitan hisbuhu was awanuhu." Said the qarn of the shaitan, because qarn also means a jil, it also means a generation. In other words, there will appear there in the east, in Najd, the east of Medina. What else is to the east? Says the generation of the shaitan will appear there. And he used the mudhara, and he used the imperfect tense. And what does it indicate in Arabic? It means that it will come time after time. It's an unfinished action. And this is where Musaylim al-Kadhab appears, the anti-prophet. Suyuti said that it could also mean the Hizb Shaitan, the party of the devil's party, and his helpers. Dawoodi, another of the Sharihin of the Hadith, who's quoted by Ibn Hajar al-Haytami a great deal in his Fath al-Badi, he said, يُحْتَمَلْ أَنْ يَكُونْ أَسْبَابَ الدُّلَالِ الشَّيْطَانِ أَوْ قُوَةِ الشَّيْطَانِ وَأَيَانَتِهُ عَلَى الدُّلَالِ. Since it also is likely that it means the strength of the shaitan and that which aids him in misguiding people. I have to back up a little bit. Inshallah, you'll be patient. Somebody wrote a book, this is Carl Honoré, he wrote a book about, called In Praise of Slow. And he talks in it about people are fast, too fast in our accelerated life. People become extremely impatient about everything, so I ask your patients. Something disturbs them on the screen where they spend most of their hours, they just press delete. And he says this has resulted in all sorts of, basically, for lack of better, what they really are is temper tantrums. But we are graced with such names as road rage. Somebody gets furious and says, I saw a lady down in front of my house. Furniture van was unloading something in front of her, a businesswoman of about 40 years old. She looked like a scene from The Exorcist. Shouting and screaming at the van to get out of the way. So we have road rage in our time. Another playground rage for kids. Even businessmen in first class, planes circling above Heathrow, they can't get down on the ground to cut the big deal, shouting at the stewardess, I want down, now, now. Top of his lungs, what's the stewardess going to do? Even at a yoga gymnasium in New York City, yoga rage. Somebody got a better spot on the mat.